Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is warning of the dangers posed by online leaks of highly classified information. The major leak of the classified U.S. documents that shaken Washington and exposed new details of the intelligence gathering may have started in a chat room on a social media platform for gamers. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
Spoke to a researcher with the Netherlands-based Bellingcat investigative journalism group that specializes in fact-checking and open-source intelligence, and they have pretty well determined that the documents started spreading from a server on Discord. But there's also some evidence based on Bellingcat's investigation that the materials may have first been posted online as early as January, but this didn't blow up until the New York Times did a story on it late last week.
After ending 3 days of military drills around Taiwan Monday, China's military has declared it ready to fight. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron with more.
The Chinese military said it had successfully completed the exercises and, quote, comprehensively tested the capabilities of multiple units. China's People's Liberation Army on Sunday said its aircraft carrier, the Shandong, also took part in combat patrols and showed fighters taking off from its deck. Taiwan has been tracking the Shandong since last week in the Pacific Ocean. Taiwanese fighter jets could be seen taking off and landing at an airbase in the island's north. The country's military has repeatedly said it will respond calmly to China's drills and not provoke conflict.
Reuters, Edward Barron, this is VOA News. More than 200 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers have returned home in a prisoner swap. Russia's Defense Ministry said 106 Russian soldiers were released from Ukrainian custody, and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr's chief of staff said that Russia freed 100 Ukrainian prisoners. Neither announcement mentioned whether any intermediaries were involved in the agreement. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that former President Donald Trump is taking and facing several lawsuits.
Deposition and the ongoing criminal case aren't the only legal troubles Trump is facing in New York. A federal judge on Monday issued an order asking if Trump plans to attend a trial this month in a civil lawsuit resulting from columnist E. Jean Carroll. Her suit alleges he raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. The trial is scheduled to start April 25th in Manhattan Federal Court.
That is AP.
The Chinese military said it.
Reporting. The United States and Philippines are launching their largest combat exercises in decades that will involve live fire drills, including boat sinking, rocket assault in waters across the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait that will likely influence and inflame China. The annual drills by the longtime treaty allies opened Tuesday and involved more than 17,600 troops. An imprisoned Greek neo-Nazi has been gaining popular support, and now Greek lawmakers are set to vote to ban neo-Nazi parties from competing in upcoming national elections in May. From Athens for VOA, Anthony Karasafa.
The move comes just weeks after Greek lawmakers voted to ban Ilias Kassidiaris, a leading member of the now-defunct Golden Dawn Party, from competing in the May 21 polls. His imprisonment has not stopped him from being vocal. From prison, he has set up a political party called the Greeks and a YouTube channel with over 120,000 followers. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
The U.S. National Emergency Response to the COVID-19 pandemic has ended. On Monday, President Joe Biden signed a bipartisan congressional resolution to bring the national emergency to a close after 3 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.